This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know about us, man. We're all about excellence in broadcasting. EIB! And look, we set the standard. We know this. But we like to highlight other people.
Standard low, so everyone else can be better.
What are you talking about, Steve? Excellent.
Vicky's on top of that.
Oh, Vicky, yeah. Vicky's on top of a lot, but let's not go into that. All right.
Oh.
And by the way, she's not always on top. Sometimes she has just a bad week.
No, that's good.
Sometimes she's in the middle of the pack.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes she's just picking up the rear.
Okay.
I'd like to defend myself, but you're not wrong.
I love it how Steve was chastising me for continuing, and then he was like, wait a minute, there is one more.
Well, might as well jump in. Yeah, right. I mean, the water's warm.
Hey, that's what she said. And her name would be Vicky.
Love it.
But anyway, Steve, you know, this just shows, what we just did here shows why we are the pinnacle of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. But there are other examples out there, okay? It's not just us. I want to shine a light on everybody who does well in the broadcasting industry.
I feel like what you're about to play is a good test to see who in this room, or probably people in their cars, are awful human beings.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Because of how you react to this audio will determine if you're an awful human being.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Okay, this is perfect.
Because I've already failed. I'm an awful human being. I'm going to say it right off the bat.
Okay.
I'm an awful, awful human being, and I felt terrible for how I reacted.
I've yet to hear from that. You hear this, but you know, whenever it involves anything going wrong on television or radio or any medium, you know we're here for you. This happened in Louisville, and it is a TV news anchor. Her name is Brianna Clark, and she had a really, really awful screw-up while trying to pronounce someone's name. She was reporting on the death of a woman, which is always horrible to have to do. And then, of course, and the woman died in a horrific car accident. She pulled a Travolta, pronounced the woman's name completely wrong. The woman's name is Deidre Menegido, and she did not get the name right.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Megadudu, I'm sorry, Mangudu.
Oh, man.
Okay. Danny, okay. Me, and the Rev are awful human beings.
Oh, yeah.
Vicky's a good person.
Yeah. And I actually pronounced her name wrong, too, but I didn't go Mega Doodoo.
Mega Spell her name, because it's not even close to Mega Doodoo.
Yeah, it's MENGEDOHT. Now, I can get the Menga Do a little bit, but the Menga Do Do?
Mengdot.
Yeah. Menga Do, I said Meninja Do, but you know, that's better than Menga Do Do.
Menga Do Do.
Menga Do Do. Let's hear this from, maybe, you know what? Maybe we'll be awful human beings hearing it a second time.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Mega Doodoo. I'm sorry, Mangudu.
Poor woman.
And she said D.D. as well. It was Deidre, wasn't it?
It is Deidre, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that part I'm willing to give her a pass on.
D.D. Doodoo.
Mega Doodoo?
Did she have a thing happen in her brain? It is kind of funny. I laugh on the inside a lot. I've learned how to do that. So I look like a good human being when really inside I'm an awful human being.
You think whoever, no, because she apologized quickly and corrected herself. I was saying maybe the teleprompter person just hates her.
Yeah, but again, see, this is hard. I mean, yeah, it really, really is hard. But I don't know how you get Menga Doodoo out of this.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Mega Doodoo. I'm sorry, Mangudu.
It sounds like her brain slowed down. Like she saw it and it was just like, I don't know how to process this.
Maybe she had to really go to number two really bad and it was on her brain.
I didn't mean to.
You know, sometimes you kind of mix things up.
And Mengadu, it's not even Mengadu. It still is Mengadu. So I don't know where the do or the do comes from. I think you guys are right.
You don't know where the do comes from?
I think she.
Sometimes you tell yourself, don't say this, don't say it, don't say it. Like I had that when I was in school, I was reading in science class and the word was organism. I'm like, don't say the other word, don't say the other word, don't say the other word, and it came out.
Eighth graders. I'm with you on that one because I feel like sometimes I'm at war with my own brain. Like my brain wants to mess me up a lot. Like, just do it. Just say that. Just say it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to say it.
Oh, you got like Tourette's syndrome of the brain.
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
Like my brain wants to troll me all the time.
Yeah, I can understand why. I know you, and if I was your brain, I'd want to troll you as well.
So he says it sounds like a song by the Police.
Oh, yeah. Manga doo doo doo, manga da da da. How I wonder.
The person, she was channeling the Police. Doo 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 da da da.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, wow.
Another person says, don't worry, I'm in a car with all my coworkers. We're all awful human beings.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Welcome to the family.
And fortunately, I mean, she only said it once, so no one will ever hear it again.
No, you're absolutely right. No one will ever replay it over and over and over again.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Megadudu, I'm sorry, Mangudu.
What if the poor woman, that was what people called her?
Or what if they were? I was thinking, what if they called her that in the newsroom and she couldn't get out of her head like Vicky said?
Someone made a joke about it and then it was just stuck there.
Because how do you get Mengadudu out of that? And then she means like, I'm sorry. Like she knew she messed up, but it's nowhere near Mengadu. It's Mengadudu?
Or was she dared?
Oh.
$100 if you say Mengadudu. You can't do that.
By the way, these are
when it comes to someone that's dying.
This just goes to show you what happens if Steve Miggs ever got a job in a TV newsroom, because these kind of dares would be happening. These kind of names would be happening.
$100 if you say Mengadudu.
You say Mengadudu.
You can quickly apologize and act like you didn't mean to say it.
Yeah. I don't buy it. I don't buy that it was an accident.
Now we're going down that road?
Oh, it's too. Jeez, you got Mengadu to Mengadudu? Come on.
But you're even putting an N in it. You're saying Manga Doo Doo. And she
said Mega.
Mega.
Oh, yeah. She said, let me hear that again. I didn't know it was Mega.
Have you not heard that? Let me hear it again.
Oh, let me hear Mega Doo Doo.
To say their final goodbyes to D.D. Mega Doo Doo.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
There's no Manga.
Mangudu.
Oh, and there was definitely an N in her name. It's Manga Doe. And she says Mega Doo Doo. Oh, yeah. She was paid $100. Yeah, I didn't. You know what? I was hearing an end in my head. You're right. She does say Mega Doo Doo. That is bad. Oh, that's awesome. Now I mean,
that's
really
5:45 in the morning every day for the Rev.
Whoa, that's right. Mega Doo Doo. Oh yeah, she was. Come on, D.D. Mega Doo Doo. Yeah, that's a joke in the newsroom that either A, she just couldn't get out of her head because she has a little Steve in there telling her to say bad things, or she was dared.
I mean, she handled it well. I would have just started busting up laughing, and I know that would be terrible because it's a story about someone who died, and you're not trying to make fun of the person who died, but you just said something completely you said Mega Doo Doo on the news.
And if you're her anchor, you're cracking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised somebody didn't bust out laughing. I mean, that would have lost my job.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but, you know, they're all kind of covering their mouth.
Where's the audio of that? I mean, come on. Come on. Well, we feel very sorry for the family of D.D. Megadudu. We're very sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I felt awful until this moment.
D.D. used to work for UPS.
Oh, gosh, dude.
No, is that too soon?
Yeah.
You're a monster.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Her favorite song was...
Okay.
Van Morrison's...
Dude.
Brown Eyed Girl. Oh, now I'm the bad guy.
Yep.
Yes!
Yeah, you kind of are the worst person in the room
now. I'm the only one that knew D.D. Mega-Doo-Doo.
We're not making fun of D.D.
I knew D.D. All right? And this is how she would have wanted to go.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A recent study was done to find out which jobs have the highest divorce rate for people aged 30 or under.
Oh.
And why'd they pick 30? Well, it turns out 30 is the average age of divorce. So, Steve, you made it. You made it, buddy.
Yeah, because I got married after 30.
That's well, that was the reason why.
That's why I waited.
Yeah, you know.
Beat out the system.
How old's your wife?
She's 30.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Steve, go home now and see if she's still there. Now, here's what they found. They found they went to all fields and found that, and this is not a big shock, they found that the military-related jobs were far and away the highest for divorce.
You're not around each other a lot, so that sometimes doesn't end well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stress. Yeah. There's a lot of loneliness. There's a lot that goes on in the military that I feel like you got to have special rules. I think both sides have to have special rules.
Like almost like a baseball player, special rules?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people do.
They have to, man. I mean, come on. For human beings to be alone and not have any sort of physical comfort, especially in the ages where, you know, your body is telling you to go out and make babies. I mean, you know, and you're in high stress situations. I think we got to reframe a lot of stuff in this life. We really do.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do. Because I know people love each other. And monogamy and really being committed to somebody, I think, are two different things. I mean, granted, I'm very West Coast with that thinking. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, but I mean, with the military, sometimes those guys or gals are gone for 2 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, maybe you could visit. Like, I think about my brother. Like, you know, most of the time he makes it a point when he's somewhere that's close enough because he didn't want to move his kids around. He'll make it back home most weekends, but there are times where he's in another country, and
yeah,
making that trip home is few and far between.
Yeah, it's not easy. So, of course, first line enlisted military supervisors, they're number one. How about number two on the list? If you have this job, you're more likely to get divorced. Non-farm animal caretakers. Are we talking like cats and dog people, like people that walk dogs and take
man beasts. Yeah. People take care of.
Yeah.
Minotaurs.
Vets. I don't know what the hell a non-farm animal caretaker is, to be honest with you.
A zoo keeper, maybe?
Yeah, could be. Maybe it just kind of encompasses all of that.
Yeah. You know what? I know someone that works down at the Tacoma Zoo. And
Are they getting divorced?
No. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know their relationship status, but they seem like they're okay. I had no idea that it could be a job that would lead to stress in a relationship.
I'm sure it's not on there, but I mean, maybe because it's not like a large number of people doing it, but a radio person should be on this list. Most of the people who I know who are on radio, like, you're a rarity.
Yeah, I am.
You know, I mean, people who've been, a lot of the guys that I know are divorced.
But I will tell you this, my wife and I, we talked divorce multiple times in our relationship, which the kids may or may not know, but we sort of try to keep it.
Sarah, did you know?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. So and they knew.
Joey's still surprised. Joey's actually gotten a divorce from me. I know that. Joey Deez is out of my life, but yeah, my wife is still in it. You're right. Number five is miscellaneous entertainment attendants and related. Basically, anybody in the entertainment business, and you're right, Steve. Our business, people think that it's a fun job, but there is a lot of stress.
It's the worst job ever.
And if you move around a lot, which, by the way, you're not from here, I'm not from here. Yeah. I put a lot of stress on my relationship. I'm surprised my wife is still with me, honestly. Granted, she lives two states away. That's how she does it. Number
one person
two
says works at a garbage company. There's four of us going through a divorce at my work.
Ooh, let's see if sanitation's on here. I'm looking. I don't see it. I'm surprised.
But sometimes when you work in somewhere and after a couple people's things go on, it's almost like it's contagious, even though it sounds silly, but you know what I mean? Like, it might even like expose some things in your head that you weren't happy with your relationship, because then you see your buddies getting divorced. You're like, well, wait a minute. I'm not happy either. Maybe this is going to trigger something.
That's the birds of a feather thing, which is why, man, if you can surround yourself with people that really have a good outlook on life, mm-hmm. and get rid of the people who don't, which, by the way, many people got rid of me in my early days. It really gave me a red flag about what was going on in my life. I had a lot of good friends that were, you know, in the radio business that were really upwardly mobile and really doing well for themselves. And I realized they cut me out of their lives because they wanted to still be successful. And I was an albatross. I was an anchor.
One texter says, I work in real estate. My wife is tracking my move all the time on Find My Friends. Like, where are you? Seattle or Newcastle? So I wonder if real estate's one of those kind of type of things, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of a flirty job.
Yeah. And, you know, if depending if you watch TV shows and you see that they're always getting, they're banging people in somebody else's houses. They always have some naughty realtor in some show. Number four on the list, I should say three, rather, probation officers and correctional treatment. That makes sense. I mean, if you're working in a prison and you're involved with that, I mean, that's the,
Why does it make sense? You think like
there's a lot of stress. You got a lot of people that got issues.
Stress. Okay.
You know, I got it. Just makes sense to me that you know.
I fell in love with a prisoner.
Oh, you're Orange and the New. Yeah, Orange is the New Black. That was really tough for those guys. Then the girl got pregnant. That was hard.
Restaurant has the highest rates of infidelity I've ever seen. The restaurant industry, the service industry, like you know, bartenders, it seems like they're all banging each other.
Yeah, and Vicky. That, yeah. I'm surprised that you're right. And I know how stressful a chef's job is, and it's not on this list. It's not in the top 15. I'm very surprised by that.
To be fair, I don't really know a whole lot of servers that are married. So I don't really see them getting divorced because it's just
maybe that's what it is.
Are they in relationships and maybe not being all that faithful?
Some people, yeah.
Alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because every time after any shift, night shift especially, it's always drinking and shenanigans ensues.
Yeah. And
you say shenanigans one more time.
Yeah. Also, advertising sales agents.
Ooh,
we got a lot. We got some advertising sales agents.
Oh, dude, I remember one time. At a company Christmas party. It was at the Crocodile. It was more of like a concert, but around Christmas time, we all went. Like, I think we went after our company Christmas party, and there were a couple salespeople just straight up sucking face. And they were both married. Yeah. And I'm just watching this with a couple other coworkers. I'm like, am I seeing what I'm supposed to see?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, this happens all the time with these two. I'm like, oh, apparently I don't hang out with them much.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, they were just going at it. They didn't even care.
Yeah, if everybody's cool, who am I to stop them?
Yeah, but I don't know if their significant other were going to be cool about that.
That's the thing. We don't know, but, you know,
I'm pretty sure, because at some point, one of them did get divorced.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, that happens. So we told you number five on the list was, of course, the entertainment business. Number six, archivists, curators, and museum technicians. Really? Is it because they don't pay attention? Like they're really hyper focused on their job? You know, they're the kind of people that like the details. You know,
it's because ladies love curators.
Oh, is that what it is?
They're the sexiest. Yeah. I don't know.
Again, I can only base my my story on TV shows, but you always see the TV show where the spouse is always just basically like she's alone while her husband's discovering something in a rock, and she's just like, you know, she's always like, my husband doesn't pay attention to me.
Is this from Indiana Jones? What show are we watching?
There's all these shows where there's always that super scientist guy and the husband, and he's got the beautiful wife, but he never pays attention to her.
Oh, somebody brought up teachers. Actually, we've had a few people bringing up teachers.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's interesting. They don't have teachers on here, but they do have social workers. That's number eight on the list. And tellers at banks are number nine. Bank tellers? They're the ones that can't stay married?
No, I'm talking to dudes or chicks with money. Like, hey.
Oh, hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about that at all. You're right.
I don't know if this is the
You may be right. Why else? I don't even get this list. Why would they be getting divorced? File clerks get divorced. What the hell's going on in the world of a file clerk that they're getting divorced?
Oh, it's an aphrodisiac when you sort things with paper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's like oysters.
Are you going back to the days of mimeograph paper where you can get high?
I don't know, man.
All right.
I guess the more you read this...
This is bizarre.
The more ridiculous this seems.
How about security guards and gaming surveillance officers? What the hell is a gaming surveillance officer? Somebody watching me to make sure I roll the dice the right way? What the hell?
Yeah, that sounds like a casino guy watching the videos.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, you got a lot going on in that world. I mean, you got people half naked, drunk. It's got to be tough to stay monogamous, especially if you're a person in a position of power at a casino.
Someone said, when I was younger, I worked in housekeeping in a hotel. We had a lot of sex with guests.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Housekeeping? I never even thought of going up to a housekeeper.
That sounds like the penthouse forum that would never come true.
Wow.
And also, I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to housekeepers out there, but I've really never seen an attractive housekeeper.
Really?
At a hotel?
I've only seen old ones, like old ladies doing it.
Old ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys got to get to my age. Some of these...
Dude, I got like another 60, 70 years until I'm there.
Yeah, but they look... See, maybe because I'm older than all the housekeepers, no matter how old they are, but I've seen some... Yeah. I'd be like, hey, before you change the sheets, what do you say? No? All right. Sorry. Well, you know, I like what I like. How about computer occupations? Jeez, it's like this runs the gamut. It's almost every job you can get in this
society.
That's
what I mean. It's like
maybe it's just everybody's getting divorced. Maybe we shouldn't look at the occupations. Maybe we should look at the institution of marriage being the problem. Because you're right, Steve. There's nothing to really. All these are so different as far as occupations go that I can't even draw a pattern here.
No, there is no pattern. It's just people are getting divorced no matter what, it feels like. I mean, they say
firefighters
like around just under 50%, like 40 something percent of people get divorced.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, I mean, it's going to happen. There's going to be someone in every job that's getting divorced. That's why this list just seems ridiculous.
When are we going to wake up? Look, I know we've got folks that are religious out there and, you know, the sanctity of marriage and all that. But when are we going to wake up and realize that if 40% of people are not really doing well at something, and then I bet of the 60%, how many of them are lying or cheating or not? How many people are really happy with monogamy? Is that the right way to go? I mean, we need to evolve as a society. This has been a problem for a long time. It's been hovering between 40 and 50%. And 50%, the younger you go with the divorce rate, like, you know, they don't last out of the first decade, a lot of these marriages. I mean, when are we going to realize maybe we got to look at what marriage is? You know, we've got a I know Washington State was the first time I really found out about the polyamory community. And a lot of those folks I've interviewed over the years, they seem like they have great relationships and they're really cool with each other.
But that works for them. Not everyone wants that.
I would love to be able to turn my wife over to somebody else.
I think the issue is to make sure
the
person you're with wants what you want, and that way at least you're starting on the best foot.
But that's what I'm thinking. If 40% of people are not happy in their marriage, if they find the right people, maybe that's monogamy. Like there's the monogamy people, the non-monogamy people.
But not everything is about the monogamy part. People are getting divorced not because they're always being unfaithful. People are getting divorced because they don't like each other at some point.
Well, I'm thinking
some people get married because they just feel the pressure to get married, and they just think, oh, well, society's telling me I need to be married by this point in my life.
So you think it's that?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Wow. All right.
I think it's a little bit of everything, but I don't think it's just solely because they're banging other people. I think it's also because some people are getting married because they just feel like that's what they're supposed to do, and this is the person that they're with, so they might as well do it. Or the person that they're with keeps pressuring them to get married, and they don't know how to handle that, and they don't have the courage to say, no, I'm not ready for this, so they just jump into it and then give it 4 or 5 years, and they realize this is not the person I should be with.
And it's like, on top of that, I feel like we're living in the like Facebook, Instagram generation where it's like, I want my beautiful day, and I want the pictures, and I want, you know, to be the princess for the day. It's a very big thing I see among some of my friends or friends of friends. And some guys kind of fall into that too. They kind of get excited about the big day and the party, and they're like, screw it, why not do it? And they're 20 years old, and then they end up divorced in 3 years.
Yeah. I can't argue with that either. I think you guys make really good points.
Of course we do.
I think all of us have made really good points.
Well, that's debatable.
I'm just, you know, I think we got to take a look at it.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.